Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 20th. From Capital Coverage, state lawmakers are projected to have more money to work with next fiscal year as they build a budget. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Analysts are boosting their budget forecast by $390 million because of strong income tax payments. The growth also means taxpayers are likely to see refunds next year because of a revenue limit set by the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR. At the same time, lawmakers are being warned to expect a slowdown in economic growth, and nonpartisan economists say tariffs and the outcome of Brexit could impact Colorado's budget. Still, Governor Jared Polis is celebrating the latest forecast while warning the Trump administration against, quote, misguided tariffs that could hurt Colorado's agriculture industry. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The Paonia Town Hall was a police academy on Wednesday night. That's what it looked like, at least, as Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor, Delta Police Chief Lucas Fedler, Cedar Edge Police Chief Dan Sanders, and Paonia Police Chief Neil Ferguson all took part in a community presentation called Back the Badge. Back the Badge is a public safety initiative that is proposed by a collaboration of all of the law enforcement entities in Delta County. That is, the Delta County Sheriff's Office and the municipal police departments in Delta, Cedar Edge, Hotchkiss, and Paonia. Here's how Delta Police Chief Lucas Fedler described the initiative to KVNF News.
Back the Badge is an initiative. We're asking for a 1% sales tax increase. It's a collaborative effort of all the local law enforcement agencies. We're asking as a group, and it'll be for public safety measures, this 1% sales tax. And again, it's a collaborative effort between all of us. Crime is on the rise, recruitment is down. We need some help. So that we're asking our community to help us out with this, and if they have any questions, please reach out to one of the law enforcement executives and they'll be happy to answer questions for you.
The Delta County law enforcement agencies are proposing a 1% sales tax increase on the next ballot. The funds would be specifically earmarked for countywide law enforcement. Sheriff Taylor and Chief Fedler laid out a PowerPoint presentation and talked about the need for the sales tax increase. The primary areas of need that the money would be used for is recruitment and retention of more officers, increased response times, increased traffic enforcement, school safety, increased number of officers on patrol, proactive law enforcement instead of reactive, safer working conditions for detention officers, and more dispatchers to work on emergency calls. All of the agencies in the county want to work on those problem areas, and each of them would receive a percentage of the funds raised by the initiative, divvied out to each agency according to need. The tax increase would result in an estimated $2.9 million per year for Delta County law enforcement. It was a small crowd of citizens who gathered to hear the presentation on Wednesday night. In fact, it appeared that other than the media, the Paonia mayor, some staff members, and two county commissioners, there were maybe two Paonia residents who showed up. The meeting turned into a question and answer session that featured candid comments from the public and the police officers. These outreach efforts offer citizens a chance to get honest answers about the local police presence in Delta County and the state of local police departments. Here's how Chief Fedler described it.
We want people to understand, nobody likes taxes. I'm with everybody else on that. We want people to come out so we can educate them what this is all about and why we need it. We've already done one in Delta. We're here in Paonia tonight. Tomorrow night is Hotchkiss, and then next Monday is in Cedar Edge. Again, this is all the law enforcement agencies, so we're reaching out to the communities as well. So it's more of an educational thing, and we'd just love to sit and visit with everyone.
The public is welcome to attend the Back the Badge presentation tonight in Hotchkiss at Heritage Hall from 6 to 7 p.m., or the presentation in Cedar Edge at the Grand Mesa Arts and Events Center on Monday, June 24th, also from 6 to 7 p.m. And in more from Capital Coverage, State lawmakers have rejected most of Governor Jared Polis's request to increase funding for school safety after last month's deadly shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Polis wanted an extra $3 million to put more mental health professionals in schools. The funding would have come from Colorado's marijuana tax fund, but budget analysts told lawmakers on the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee there isn't enough money in that fund to cover the request. They also didn't think it was appropriate to consider it while the legislature is out of session. Lawmakers who said no pointed out they're already investing $15 million in the school counselor program. Still, they agreed to a separate request from Polis to spend $327,000 to hire four more people at a statewide school safety resource center. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And finally today, from a press release, as stand-up paddle boards become more and more popular, Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminds paddlers to wear personal flotation devices, or PFDs, when using this new watercraft. A man at Ridgeway State Park nearly drowned on June 13th. He was not wearing a PFD and fell off his board when the wind picked up and stirred the water. He had to be rescued by park rangers. His wife, who was wearing a life jacket, also fell off her board but was able to swim to shore. On rivers or reservoirs, if a paddleboarder falls, there is no guarantee that the board will remain within reach. In rivers, the board can be pulled away by the current. In lakes, a board can be pushed away quickly by the wind. The danger is amplified on reservoirs and ponds in the afternoons in Colorado when fast-moving storms bring high winds and stir up waves. Water temperature is also a factor. Even though the weather has been hot recently, water in rivers and reservoirs remain in the 50-degree range, which will quickly impair swimming ability. On any watercraft, the number of life jackets on board must match the number of passengers. Anyone 13 years of age or younger when on the water must wear a life jacket at all times. Every kind of craft is subject to the regulations, including paddleboards, kayaks, canoes, sailboats, and sailboards. Last year at Ridgeway State Park, four adults who were not wearing life jackets had to be rescued after falling from paddleboards. Two youngsters who were wearing adult-sized life jackets also had to be rescued. The ill-fitting PFDs did not support them in the water properly. Children must be fitted with properly sized PFDs. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.